Desiree Smith of Bridgeport used to balance two jobs at a daycare center and at the Bridgeport Rescue Mission with classes at Housatonic Community College. Then both of her jobs were eliminated. And then she found out that Congress did not act to renew an extension of unemployment benefits, so she won't have that small amount of income in the new year.
It's very appalling to be on my first extension for unemployment and be trying to be productive and to say that my money is gone, that I won't be able to get it, and I work for it.
Smith told her story to Senator Murphy at The Workplace, a job training organization in Bridgeport. Arlene Breer said she most recently did temp work, but has been out of a job since the beginning of this year.
I stay in home. I sit there and cry all the time. But I have medical bills. I can't depend on my husband to do everything for me.
Breer said she's been handing out resumes and applying online, but hasn't found a position.
It's hard to be out of work. It's especially tough during the holidays.
A budget deal passed earlier this month, and Murphy said he'd assumed an extension of unemployment benefits would have been included. But he said Republicans insisted a budget deal not include it. He said now it will be considered as a separate piece of legislation. With the House and Senate on break, it won't be considered again until January 7th or 8th.
And hopefully, members of the Senate and members of the House are going to hear this pain over the course of this break and come back and decide to do the right thing.
Although the extension of unemployment benefits was intended to be temporary, Murphy said the economy hasn't improved enough to stop providing the benefits. And he said without it, the economy would backslide. The legislation Congress will consider in January would extend unemployment benefits for 3 months. Murphy said he's hoping that will provide enough time to negotiate a longer-term extension. Craig LaMolt, WSHU News.